What's up, y'all? What it do? Come on in, come on through. It's your favorite host, Mama K, the mommy and the mogul. And I'm back real quick, y'all, okay? I know these messages have just been coming like sporadically. And I'm going to be doing some series for y'all. But listen, I'm only going to be dropping stuff when the time feels necessary or when I'm told to. Or when, like, you know, I just feel like I know enough. I feel comfortable with speaking on it and knowing it's the right time, you know? But anyways, y'all, look. What I came to talk about is during this time, it might be a time where you don't feel like you know exactly what is going to happen. You don't know exactly what you're going to do. You don't know what the steps might, you know, you're hoping that you're making the right steps, or you might even be forcing something to fit that literally is not meant to fit right now. You know, or you might just be told to sit down. And I say all of this because I've literally been doing each of these. Like, when there's nothing to do, I'm just sitting down and resting and allowing my mind to be slowed down. I used to suffer from anxiety. We don't claim that we suffer in this lifetime because we can use the power of the tongue to speak in healing. But anyways, I used to have anxiety. I used to get have anxiety attacks. I don't have them often anymore. And, you know, anxiety comes from always thinking about the future, what could happen, what might be happening, what's possibly going to happen, you know, all of these different things. To the point where you can't really focus. What do I need to do? What do I need to be doing? What am I supposed to be doing? How am I supposed to be doing this? Is this perfect enough? Is this good enough? All of these different things at once. And it could be different for everybody. And anxiety comes from thinking about the future all the time. And the depression comes from thinking about the past. And the things that you can no longer even change, you know? So I take the time to just slow my mind down and allow it to be healed, allow it space to breathe. It's not easy slowing down and surrendering and allowing the Holy Spirit to do for you. especially when you're used to having to hustle, or, you know, you're used to just being on go, or you're used to doing things a certain way, and it just abruptly changes. And I'm a fixed sign, so, you know, I would prefer things to just, you know, be good. And just, I have learned how to love the journey, you know, so I take some time to do that during my day. And I also know when it's time to work on something, when it's time to do something, and also know when to stop doing something. I can't say exactly how I'm going to get to where I've already seen that I'm going, but I'm just trusting that these next steps that have been given to me, that I've seen in my downloads and my meditations while I sit in my alone time, that the confirmations that I'm seeing, the prayers that I'm putting up, that I'm making the right decisions. And this, I feel like this is a collective thing. You know, it's a lot of people around the world that are doing things, stepping out of the norm, what they're regularly doing, and they're evolving. You know, they're taking a new step into a new direction, whether it's with investing your money, moving from a city where your family lives, where moving from a place where your friends live, not following the norm of what, you know, your friends have done, your family has done. Moving to a city where you don't really know anyone and starting a new life for you and your child. Starting a new life with somebody that you love, falling in love. You know, like, there's new things that are happening in a lot of your lives, my life too. And, you know, sometimes we want to just stick to, all right, I'm going to do this, you know, because this has always worked for me. This has always been comfortable for me. I've always been able to do this. I've always been able to do that. I'm able, you know. Sometimes you just have to do it. If you haven't seen the Just Do It speech by Art Williams, go watch that. That's been one of my favorites for a couple of years now. Like, I just love it. So go watch that if you need some motivation. But get around those people that are doing new things, that are doing more than just sitting around and getting drunk and high with you. Yeah, it's cool to have your fun, do what you do. But you should know there's a time and a place and a circumstance where it's time for y'all to be able to eat together. Have a reason that, you know, they got a plate at your table. Know that they bring value in some type of way, but also not just a monetary way. Value as in your energetic space feels lighter with them around. Your energetic space feels like loyalty and, you know, something like home, like brotherhood or sisterhood, you know, the one that you can pray about and continue on and go forth with. If you've been asking for a confirmation, I do want to give the confirmation that everything that you need is in your hands. Everything that you have been praying for is coming in overflow. I am literally, God, y'all, excuse me, because I want to scream real quick, because it's just like, wow, that fast? Like that? Okay. Listen, real quick, if you know that you have been moving in a spirit of real, genuine love, if you know that you've been moving in the spirit of being a real, genuine, genuinely good person, even if you have messed up in the past and, you know, you've been a shitty person, you've hurt somebody, you know, accidentally or subconsciously, whatever, you know, if you have been doing your best and being consistent and persistent about putting love into your passion, your purpose, and moving differently, or being love, observing love, spreading love, being a genuinely good person, better person than you were yesterday, every day. Don't think that the little, quote unquote, little that you've been doing, because a lot of us are workaholics, because, you know, don't think that the little bit that you do, the lot of bit that you do, honey, is taken for granted. Like, in the spirit, you've really been here already. Like, you've been here, you manifested where you are. Like, when you thought them bills wasn't going to get paid that one time, it still got paid. When you thought that you weren't going to be on your feet the next day, you were still on your feet. So just know, anything that you have planted seeds in, they're coming to fruition 10 times over. Like, we are in the flow state of abundance right now. Like, it's just on go. Like, oh my God, it's beautiful. Like, I just saw like a waterfall. Y'all, have y'all seen like those hidden caves with the waterfalls that come from the top? That's just how I saw it. I think that is so beautiful. I want to go to Bora Bora. But anyways, if you have been putting in the genuine effort to be a good person, be a great person, if you have been putting in the intention of not expecting of somebody to do, you know, do for you, just for you, just because you did for them, or, you know, not expecting just because you did something great for somebody that you're going to be blessed. You don't know, you're just doing it because the fact that you want to be a good person. Know that all of that is definitely coming back, or it's already here, and you need to start looking around and taking a look how quickly your blessings and your abundance has come in. Some of y'all once was praying that your lights would be on, or that you would, you know, have a roof over your head. Some of y'all used to pray that you would have Wi-Fi to connect your phone to. Pray that you would be able to get a ride. Some of y'all are in the position and don't even realize that things are coming together piece by piece. No matter how the journey has looked so far, you always got to just realize, okay, dang, that shit hurt right there. Like that, you know, this year got some hands. But every single time you got stronger. Every single time you got stronger and you're way closer to your destination, or what you think is your destination, then you even know. Ooh, I had to crack my knuckles. I need to stop doing that, huh, y'all? It just feels so good. But anyways, yes, okay? It's just amazing how all the pieces come together. And if you are told to make a move, or if you are told, like, it's time for you to go in any different type of perspective, it doesn't even have to be a relationship, but if a relationship is what popped into your head, that's what it is. But what I'm speaking of is like a move, or even a vacation, or a trip, you know, a quick little weekend trip, a weekend trip, you know, or time away from people in general, like change your number and just go. If you don't have no kids, that's even better. Just take time to build up your spirit right now so you can discern when people are and are not good for you. Take time to get into your place, into your space, so that you can understand and get the knowing that you need to continue forward. And I say this because I'm also telling myself this, you know, like I have to know who is for me and who is not. Everywhere that I go, you know, with any type of deal that I make, with any type of business that I do, I need the power of discernment, because not all the time are you going to have somebody around that knows, or that you know would know. But no, sometimes you got to get uncomfortable and know the difference between something that's of the feeling of, oh no, this is not a good idea because they're not the right they're not of the right, you know, wavelength of you, or is this a feeling of jitters because I'm nervous as a mug, but I know like this is a divine interaction. Okay. But if it feels like you just don't know what to do at the moment, it is definitely okay to sit down and breathe and relax and take time for yourself. It really is. So sometimes it's good to stop looking at the numbers. For all my influencers, for all of my entrepreneurs, sometimes it is okay to put your business on autopilot and allow it to run itself. And your organic tribe that you have built, your people, your family, your members, they'll know how to run it when you're, you know, they'll know how to respect your time away, put those boundaries up, and allow your time for yourself. It is that time. But I thank y'all for being here, and I'm so excited and grateful. I will be starting a fast going into the last week of December, that Sunday. So, you know, if y'all want to join in on the fast, and shout out to my Cash Camp members. I love y'all. I appreciate y'all so much. But if you want to get in on that fast, it's going to be, well, for me personally, no, of course, no red meats, no sodas, greens, fruits and vegetables, water, teas. What else? I don't really drink coffee, so, you know, only a certain amount of screen time during the day. What else? No sex, of course, because I'm good right now. You know what I'm saying? I'm good. And this is also going to be the first 2 weeks of, so it's going to be a full 3 weeks. And then if I decide I want to go longer, I'm just keep going. But, you know, also I want to put in y'all's mind that when you do fast, like, don't think of it as like something, you know, like that you have to give up that's like food and stuff. You can give up watching certain type of movies that make you feel fear often, or certain type of shows that make you feel anxious or scared often or mad, you know, like, or things that talk about, you know, or like, watching just a lot of drama filled stuff, or cleansing your TL of like, what's it, TSR, all of those gossip sites and stuff, and all the killings and all of this stuff, like, yeah, like, cleanse yourself of those things. Maybe no candies, no masturbation, you know, just building up that sacral chakra and allowing yourself to hone that creativity from that aspect. You know, show discipline to your higher self. Discipline to whoever you pray to, that you're ready for this next level. You have discipline and you can handle it. So you can, you know, push through. And this is how I'm going to show you, God, that I can handle this next level. So, you know, I could give this up for a little bit. I could give up alcohol, you know, for 3 weeks. I can focus on me and do a fast from men for 3 weeks. You know? If you shoot fasting for a husband, you know, you might just see some things. You might just see some things in a partner that you act like you don't know ain't for you. You know, you might get some clarity that you might just need to love on yourself for right now. Whatever it might be, because I was in that season a little while back. So I understand, you know. We all got this, though. So don't wait for the new year to give up things that need to be given up. Make space for the new. get ready, because it's finna be lit, y'all. I mark my words, okay? But I hope y'all have a great day. This was longer than I expected. If you're new here, I'm sorry. This was just, I had to get this off my chest. If you're new here, welcome to the crib. Follow me on all platforms at That's Mama K, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok. That's it, y'all. YouTube. Get in the mix, okay? But I hope that y'all have a great day. Happy holidays. These holidays are about showing people love and gratitude. So make sure that you do that. Get near some friends that you can trust, that, you know, are filled with love. And make sure you love on yourself. Have a great day.